The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
This time I want to welcome our podcast audience coming from YouTube, Rumble, our podcast, our app, or wherever you may be joining us from, either live or from the rebroadcast of this. Again, I'm Ricky Scapero, the founder and the voice of End Time Headlines. Today, we've got a long title, Great and Fearful Sights from Heaven. We're going to talk about giant comets, killer asteroids, and solar flares. This is all a combination of some of the crazy headlines that are coming out this week. So without further ado, let's get started on this thing. I'm going to pull up a, we're going to pull up our screen here so you guys can follow along with this. We're going to give you some scripture here. This is Luke 21. All this is found, our entire, the preface of all that we're talking about today, biblically, is right here in Luke 21. And I'm going to go to that right now. Luke chapter 21. Verse 11, and then we're going to skip down to Luke 21, 25, and 26, and then we'll get right into the headlines. And there will be great earthquakes in various places and famines and pestilences, and there will be fearful sights and great signs from heaven. And then he skips down Luke 21, 25, and 26. Again, this is Jesus speaking and the account of the Gospel of Luke. And there will be signs in the sun, in the moon, and in the stars, and on earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, and men's hearts failing them from fear and the expectation of those things which are coming upon the earth. For the powers of the heavens will be shaken. So I want to give you two. This is our first headline coming right off the gate. We have known about this for some time, but this is making more and more headlines through mainstream media outlets, through different podcasts are picking this up now. Journalists have been reporting this now. I'm going to give you a couple headlines. I want to read what this is about. Two of these are right there on your screen. You can see this. The biggest comet ever discovered is about to cruise by Earth. A comet that's estimated to be approximately 60 to 100 miles wide. Another headline said the most monstrous comet ever known is headed straight for us. According to the report, astronomers have confirmed the existence of this gigantic comet that they say is headed towards Earth. Now, granted, the ones who discovered this, who was by the University of Pennsylvania astronomers Pedro Bernardinelli and Gary Bernstein, say, according to the Daily Beast, discovered the evidence of the 60 to 100 mile wide comet 7 years ago, and it finally released paper confirming it last month in the journal, according to the Journal of Astrophysical Journal Letters. This giant comet, which is dubbed the Bernardinelli-Bernstein comet, have described it as nearly a spherical cow of comets. In other words, again, the largest comet ever known to be discovered, somewhere between 60 and 100 miles wide. And again, that's an estimate. They don't even know the actual diameter of this thing. Now, according to the report, what makes this comet more interesting is, again, this is not my claim. This is theirs. They say, quote, they believe that this comet is headed towards Earth for a return journey, and which they say began during the original astronomical events that created our planet, quote, billions of years ago. In other words, they're saying that this comet's origin could have began when Earth originated. So guys, again, there will be signs in the sun, the moon and the stars. Now, this is not just an ordinary comet. We have comets all the time. We had Hale-Bopp's comet. We had Halley's comet. But this is, again, this comet, and I want to read this again to you, is the largest comet that has ever been discovered in at least our lifetime. So this is a big deal. Now, again, they say it poses no threat to Earth. It will not strike Earth. It will not, or at least they say it won't strike the Earth. Now, as far as causing disruptions, interferences, et cetera, I'm the last person you should be asking that. And I will tell you right now, I'm limited to my knowledge of what I could tell you on that because I am not an expertise in that field. I'm only giving you the report as I'm getting it and relaying it to you. But what I am telling you is from a biblical perspective, this is what Jesus referred to as a great sign, a great and fearful sign or sight from heaven. And he even said it would go as so far as that men's hearts would fail them from the fear of the expectation of things that are coming upon the earth. So I want to give you some more headlines here. Now, this is a report that came out today. Now, this is from the Independent. Other news outlets have reported this as well. We put this up on our main website, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. Again, signs in the sun. Listen to this. Huge solar storm hitting Earth today could cause mass disruption for power grids and satellites, according to the NOAA, that's the National Oceanic Agency, okay? The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, if you want to be technical. According to a report, an enormous solar flare is expected to strike Earth today, potentially affecting power grids and generating an aurora in northern latitudes. The coronal mass ejection originates from the sun, which is caused by a huge burst of electricity conducting plasma. An alert published by, again, the NOAA informed that we should, quote, expect weak power grid fluctuations. Now, guys, why is this a big deal? Because listen to me, the last thing we need right now is any kind of disruption, fluctuations, or the downing of power grids. Why am I saying that? Because in case you missed it, we reported this yesterday. We're gonna pull this up here so you can see this on your screen. Lebanon is just recovering after more than 24 hours of total darkness span across the entire country, knocking out the entire power grid, but fears loom of more blackouts. Now, what is that all about? Lebanon, according to a UK affiliate, The Sun, Lebanon finally got their lights back up after 24 hours of the country being plunged into darkness by fuel shortages. Remember this term, fuel shortages and energy crisis. Those are two terms I want you to get very familiar with. Let me say it again. Fuel shortages and energy crisis. Look at this headline on the screen. Quote, an energy crisis is gripping the world with potentially grave consequences. The Mediterranean country is battling one of the planet's worst economic crunches since the 1850s in the wake of last year's devastating blast that leveled a huge part of the capital, Beirut. The country's electricity grid powered back after the army supplied 160,000 gallons of fuel to the country's two top power stations. It came after plants there shut down due to a lack of fuel supply on Saturday. It caused the state electricity network to totally collapse entirely for the second time this month. And while the lights are back on for now, there is great fear looming that the country's power and economic woes will continue. Now, again, I showed you a headline from the Washington Post. I want to read this. Energy is so hard to come by right now that some provinces in China are rationing electricity. Europeans are paying sky-high prices for liquefied natural gas. Power plants in India are on the verge of running completely out of coal, and the average price of a gallon of regular gasoline in the United States stood at $3.25 this past Friday, which is up $1.72 from April. Quote, as the global economy recovers and global leaders prepare to gather for a landmark conference on climate change, by the way, if you question climate change, YouTube and Google have now agreed to the terms that they will completely deplatform and demonetize anyone who dares question climate change. But nevertheless, that's a whole other topic. But let's get back to this. The sudden energy crunch hitting the world is threatening already stressed supply chains, stirring geopolitical tensions and raising questions about whether the world is ready for the, quote, green energy revolution when it's having trouble powering itself as it is. Now, again, what are we talking about? We're talking about this energy crisis is already underway, that's already causing power grid failures, blackouts, and now we've got a solar flare and a potential geomagnetic storm that they're saying that we should expect, and I quote, power grid fluctuations. So guys, why are we talking about this? Why are we broadcasting this? Why is this a topic of discussion? Because I believe that, and I hate to use this term because I'm not trying to use a pun here, but we don't want to leave you in the dark on the times and seasons in which we are in. Listen, our ministry is not going to be responsible for keeping people in the dark, per se, keeping people in the not knowing, per se, and keeping people's heads buried in the warm sand where it's warm and fuzzy. We want you to know what's going on so you can prepare accordingly. Now you say, how do we prepare accordingly? That is where you come into play. That's where you are responsible. That's where you have to do what is best for you and your family. Use wisdom, prepare accordingly. Now, we've got this going on. And all the while we've got this going on, I want to show you some other crazy headlines that has circulated this week. This is unbelievable. Listen to this, quote, NASA's Armageddon-style asteroid deflection mission takes off next month in November. Yes, listen, when we shared this on our main website, of course, the comments lit up on our social media outlets and tried to accuse us, not everybody, but it was a fringe group of people that said that we were sharing fake news. I'm sure there was probably a divide of the people that were commenting that. One was the flat earthers, because they will, anything that you talk about dealing with NASA or space or asteroids or comets or solar flares, they will completely write it off as fake. And I don't want to get into all that because we're not going to entertain that. Then you got another group that just says it's so outlandish that it sounds like it's something that's published from the Babylon Bee. But again, this is an actual headline. This is actual news that we are reporting today. Again, NASA's Armageddon style. Now, why does it say Armageddon style? Because remember, there was a Hollywood movie. There was actually two Hollywood movies. There was one with Bruce Willis, Owen Wilson, and many other, Ben Affleck and other stars that were in that movie. This was the huge box office hit, Armageddon, where there was a killer asteroid that was going to strike Earth, and they sent, you remember this? They sent a group of oil diggers. They dug these oil refinery workers that did this for a living, drilling for oil. They sent them into space to try to drill into, to land a spacecraft onto an asteroid, drill into the asteroid, put a nuclear weapon in it, blow it up, and so it would deter it from striking the Earth. Well, now, again, listen to this. Here's another headline. NASA's DART mission will deliberately crash into an asteroid's moon in the name of planetary defense. Let me give you a little bit more on this. Okay, I'm going to pull up this article. According to TechCrunch, NASA has a launch date for the most Hollywood of missions, the double asteroid redirection test, which is basically a dry run of the movie Armageddon. Unlike the film, this will not involve nukes, oil rigs, or Aerosmith. But instead, it is a practical test of our ability to change the trajectory of an asteroid in a significant and predictable way. The Daily Mail, which is again a UK affiliate, went on to say that this mission, again, will deflect an asteroid. The purpose of this is to, hold on, let me slow down. The purpose of this mission is to deflect an asteroid using a spacecraft targeting a late November's launch. The DART spacecraft will head towards the Didymus binary on the 24th of November aboard a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket. It will then smash into a moon at roughly 13,500 miles an hour on October 2nd, 2022. Again, this is a this is a binary. This is an asteroid that has its own moon. According to NASA, over 25,000 near-Earth objects have been discovered. Now, this mission has raised a lot of concern, raised a lot of speculation on why all of a sudden is NASA performing such a mission of this magnitude. There is fears that that there is something that is coming that is not being told. It's not being revealed. Now, when I was putting this together, I thought of something, and I want to pull this up. In fact, this goes right along with what we're talking about here. I want to pull this up and show you this. This was back in April of this year. The Christian Post reported that a guest by the name of Tom Horn, now he is an author, speaker, and a prophetic teacher that was on the Jim Baker show and claimed that a asteroid, which we'll talk about what that asteroid is and what its name is in a second. He claims an asteroid will strike the Earth in 2029. And will eventually lead to the rise of the Antichrist. Now, I'm going to give you this quote. Again, this is from the Christian Post. A guest on a recent episode of the Jim Baker Show claimed that he believes an asteroid will strike the Earth in 2029, spreading a virus that will lead to the rise of the Antichrist. Thomas Horn, who again is an author who has focused on end times issues, was interviewed by Jim Baker on a episode of the televangelist program that aired to promote his book called The Wormwood Prophecy. Horn claimed that it was more likely than not that the 7 years of the Great Tribulation described in the book of Revelation could begin in the year 2025. Now, why did he say this? He went on to predict that an actual asteroid named Apophis. Now, what is this? And I'm going to pull this up and because this has made headlines. This asteroid named Apophis by the National or by the Space Administration Agency. He claims this. Now, this is, again, this is not my assertion. This is Thomas Horn, or Tom Horn, said that this asteroid will strike the Earth on April 13, 2029. Now, this, again, this asteroid, Apophis, which, again, is named after an ancient Egyptian god of chaos. Look at these headlines. Quote, what you should know about the asteroid skimming the Earth in 2029. Now, according to NASA and other astronomers, they say Apophis will pass the Earth at a distance less than 20,000 miles from the Earth's surface. However, other headlines, I want to point out, other headlines have noted that this, the passing of this asteroid, though they say, again, they claim it will pass safely, despite what Tom Horn says, they say it will pass the Earth safely, but it could, and I say could, intersect with high altitude satellites in Earth's orbit. One, there was a couple articles that said that the trajectory of the distance between Earth and the moon, that this asteroid would be so close to the Earth that it would actually take out some satellites. Again, this Apophis is estimated to be 1,100 feet wide, and which is roughly wider than the Eiffel Tower is tall. So if you were to pull up a picture of Eiffel Tower and you look at how tall it is, they're saying that this Apophis asteroid, if you were to turn it to its side, this is how wide this asteroid is. Now, I want to pull this back up again. Again, according to Tom Horn, who was on the Jim Baker Show, he went on to say that, quote, Apophis quickly gained notoriety as an asteroid that could pose a serious threat to the Earth when astronomers predicted it would come uncomfortably close in 2029. Thanks to additional observations of the near-Earth object, the risk of an impact in 2029 was later ruled out. Yet, again, Horn explains that he believes Apophis is actually wormwood. Now, what in the world is wormwood? Again, right there on the screen, this is where he's getting this, Revelation 8, 10, and 11. And by the way, whether Apophis is wormwood, I guess we're going to find out in 8 years. But nevertheless, we know according to the scripture, according to the prophecy, according to what John the Revelator saw, according to the book of Revelation, Revelation 8, 10 through 11, he said, quote, and then the third angel sounded. Now, this is, again, this is during the tribulation. This is why Thomas Horn said that he believes this asteroid is a wormwood, Apophis is wormwood. And he says, when it happens, this is why he believes that we will enter in. It's likely that we will enter into the tribulation. Why is he saying that? Because, again, Revelation 8, 10, and 11, when this takes place, we'll be in the tribulation. He says, this is what the scripture says. And then the third angel sounded, and a great star. And now this word star here comes from the Greek word astroth, and it's where we get the word asteroid. So it, again, by definition here, by its proper interpretation, you can read this as, and a great asteroid fell from heaven, burning like a torch, and it fell on a third of the rivers and on the springs of the water. And the name of the asteroid is wormwood. And again, wormwood in Greek is bitter. A third of the waters became bitter, and many men died from the water because it was made bitter. Now, again, this is where he's getting this from, or at least this is where he's drawing the assertion of being in the tribulation. Now, is Brother Ricky saying that Apophis is wormwood? No. I'm reporting to you. Now, could it be? Possibly. But if it is, then again, we have got to be entering into the tribulation anytime now in order for that to be true. Now, again, and we could go on and talk about how Horn said he had a series of dreams. And in one of the dreams he had, he saw a sequence of events. And this is why he also had a dream of a pope resigning, and that actually took place. So we'll give him that credit. That did happen as he said it would. Now, the second dream that he had, he said he saw the impact of this killer asteroid. And this is why he's saying that, and this is where he gets his whole book. He wrote this whole book called, let me pull this up again, The Wormwood Prophecy. Now, I'm not doing a sales pitch for the book. I don't even have the book myself. I don't plan on going out and buying it. That's just me. You could do whatever you want to do, but I'm only reporting to you what we're talking about today. But again, guys, nevertheless, what are we talking about? We're talking about Luke 21:21. Let me pull this back up. We're talking about Luke 21:11, Luke 21:25, and 26. I want to read these scriptures again, and then we're going to close this segment today on this broadcast. You can do what you want with the comet, with the solar flare, and with this asteroid Apophis. But it is interesting to note that NASA is doing extraordinary things to try to deflect in the event that something like this. And again, it's not a matter of if, but when it happens. And according to Revelation, they are not going to be able to deter an asteroid, a killer asteroid called Wormwood. They can do all they want to try to deter it, send up a mission, send up people, send up astronauts, send up a craft, nukes, whatever they want. But we know eventually, whether it's 2029 or whenever, eventually down the road, there is coming a great star from heaven, a great asteroid called Wormwood that will strike the earth during the great tribulation. And again, we have been warned about this in Luke 21:11, Luke 21:25, and 26. He said there will be fearful sights. There will be great signs from heaven. There will be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars, and upon the earth, distress of nations. Guys, listen, you want to talk about distress of nations? Let the power grid start going out. Food supplies begin to dwindle. Water supplies be cut out. You ain't seen nothing yet until we get into that kind of distress of nations. Perplexity, confusion, chaos, seas and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them from fear and the expectation of the things that are coming upon the earth. For the very powers of heaven will be shaken. Guys, listen to me. We're going to pray for you guys, and then we're going to give you some information on how you can keep up with our ministry. If you're watching this today and you're not right with God, you've never given your heart to the Lord. Listen, what are you waiting for? Are you waiting for an asteroid to hit? Are you waiting for some great cosmic event to disrupt the entire? Are you waiting for the power grid to go out? Are you waiting for all Hades to break loose? Why not make that decision today? Why not make the most important decision that you can make in your life today? And that is repenting of your sins, confessing with your mouth, and believing in your heart that Jesus Christ died and rose again from the dead, and he is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he's forever, and he's currently making intercession for you and I today. And he is the advocate that we can go to get to the Father. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And there is no other name given under heaven unto men in which we must be saved but the name of Jesus. And we want to give you that opportunity to make things right today. So guys, right where you're at, if you're not right with God, you're backslid with God, things are not where they should be with your relationship with God, we want to give you that opportunity. We want to pray for you. Heavenly Father, I pray your convicting power of the Holy Spirit would reach through that camera, reach through that lens of that camera, reach through that microphone, right where they're at, in their kitchen, in their their living room, in their vehicle, in their office, wherever they're watching or listening to this today. I pray that he would pierce their hearts today. And if they're not right with you, they would get right with you. And if they're away from you, they will come back to the fold today. And it's in the mighty name of Jesus, all God's people prayed and said, amen and amen. Guys, again, if you would like to know more about our ministry, you can keep up with us at endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. There is our main website right there on the screen. If you're watching, if you're listening, again, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. If you have not downloaded our free app, it is available on Apple and Android devices. You can get it at the Play Store. If you're listening to this, just type in End Time Headlines. You're going to see our official ETH logo. Download that app. Get it into your hands. Be notified of all of our latest news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. Again, you can do that by pushing yes to the push notifications once you download the app. And again, you're going to get our podcast right there at the bottom. You can see on your screen where you can listen or watch, whatever your preference is. You're going to have that opportunity to do that when you download the app. Do not rely on Facebook, Gab, MeWe, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Rumble. Don't rely on these external social media outlets to get our information and to hear our podcast, because those days are numbered. This is where you want to go. You want to go straight to our app so you can get that information right to your hands. Again, if you'd like to support this ministry, if this ministry is a continual source of blessing to you, it equips you, it informs you, it encourages you. Guys, we don't just do prophetic updates here. We equip the body of Christ. We bring encouraging words. And we do this on a weekly basis. We want to give you the opportunity, whatever the Lord puts on your heart, you can become a monthly partner in the support of our ministry. You could do it either two ways. You can give electronically, or you can give by check or money order. If you wish to give electronically, you can go to the app right there on the bottom to all the way to the right, click on donate, and it's going to bring you the page to do that. Or if you don't have the app yet, you can go to the main website, again, at endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com, and give electronically. And again, the old school method of giving by check or money order, you can do that by making it out to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia 30655. As always, guys, we thank you so much for hopping on to the broadcast today. Don't forget to share. Don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget to post a link or whatever platform you're on. Get the word out. Invite people to know about our ministry that's going to equip them, inform them, and encourage them on a weekly basis. We're going to sign off for today. We plan to be back on tomorrow. We'll take off Wednesday. We'll be back on tomorrow, and we'll be back on Wednesday, but we will not be on here on Thursday, because we are going out of town. We will be taking a trip to the state of Ohio. We've got a marriage to attend to, so we won't be back on it. We'll only be on here 3 days this week, today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. So we wanted to make that announcement. So again, today, tomorrow, Wednesday, we'll be off Thursday, Friday. We plan to be back on next Monday. So we'll be off Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So we'll be closing out on Wednesday. So guys, again, thank you so much for hopping on today. We're going to sign off for today. May the Lord bless you, may he keep you, and may his countenance shine upon you. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.